Hello, good evening. My name is Al from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or trigger lock. Stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Will you support or oppose that?
Repeat that.
Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
No.
About a locked container or case?
The state law, no.
About a locked box or other device that it's designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
State law, no.
Thank you very much. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
No.
About a combination lock?
No.
About a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
No.
Thank you very much. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
State law, no.
Thank you. And if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
I'll repeat the question.
If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and it's also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes or no?
I need to hear that one more time.
It says, if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case,
okay,
or lock box, do you feel it is,
Okay, go ahead.
Do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and it's also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
Yes.
Thank you so much. If a firearm is not in a in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
No.
Thank you so much. And searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
I need to hear that one again.
Sure. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
On the way it's worded, I think I would not support.
Okay, thank you very much. And will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Repeat that one more time.
Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I support affirmative defense in that situation.
Thank you. Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Take that one more time.
Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Yes.
Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
59.
Thank you so much. Which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo? Sorry?
African American.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male or female?
Male.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good evening. Bye. Ah.